Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Randall had a question of Tom in our previous segment, and now he will get to ask it. Go ahead, Fritz.
Just in the previous segment there, we were talking about why it is that the powers that be don't disclose that alien visitation is real. You were telling us an account by someone that you met who you believed, who was in the military, a fighter pilot, who had an encounter with a UFO. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how he was summarily discharged from the military without any evidence that he was ever in the military. And I was bringing up the issue of, well, isn't that really convenient? Because for those out there who would like to see some proof of these claims, it leaves people like that, if they are sincere and genuine, and I believe some of them probably are, but it leaves them at such a disadvantage.
It does. It's a complete disadvantage. I mean, there was a time, if you knew some of this stuff, it wasn't good to know certain information. It wasn't good to know information about the Men in Black. I happen to know someone whose father was in the Men in Black. You can believe it or not. You know, you don't have to believe anything. It's just what it is.
Who was in the Men in Black?
I became friends with a family, and her father was in the Men in Black.
Oh, and tell us more.
What do the Men in Black say they are?
Well, I get into it into my book because it wasn't the first time I was warned about it. The first time I was actually warned about it was...
Like, are they a government agency, or are they an alien agency, or are they some combination?
Well, it's probably a combination thereof and both. You got to remember, our government's prime job is to protect the country. So you have different levels that protect the country. You have the FBI, you have the CIA, and different levels of our government, and then there's parts of the government that you never hear of, and their funding is the same, you know?
Interesting. But I don't suppose you'd be able to go back and find this fellow who told his experience to you.
You know, I started to do that research because I really want to reconnect with that. You know, I felt bad that I didn't get his information, but the friend, I know who it is, and I tried to contact him, and I said, like, you know, look, I'm going on Unsolved Mysteries, and he goes, BS, and he hung up on me.
Oh, man.
You know, so it's like I have ways of contacting him, but does he have ways of contacting this fella? I'd love to talk to him again. If he's even alive, I don't know. You don't know. I was 16 at that time.
I mean, even if you could find, say, relatives, this guy has got to have, you know, a uniform, some discharge papers or something.
No.
You know?
No.
Because people have evidence that they were in the military.
Well, you know, it's interesting. That was in 1975. In 1975, there was incidents that the military... We got into this military thing, too, with, you know, in background research with Unsolved Mysteries, because I was local, I helped out on some of that stuff. But the military aspect of it, you know, that we wanted to get into tell a story was... It never showed up in Project Blue Book, which means that they some of this stuff was covered up. You know, Project Blue Book wasn't as forthcoming as it certainly could have been. You know?
Well, no one assumes that Project Blue Book was forthcoming, but really had a lot of cases anyway that were pretty decent.
You're absolutely right, but then it held off some that were beyond wild, you might say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't even see any mention of, like, Roswell in there.
No, you don't. At one point, because I had the clip on it, there was a piece that mentioned September 1st, 1969, out of Westfield Air Force Base. Well, that disappeared off the internet. It was gone. And yet, when I got to talk to somebody who was currently that's out at Westfield, he says they still talk about it. So,
yeah.
I mean, does it matter? I don't think so, but, you know, it's it's interesting stories around a campfire, but, you know, what does it matter?
Well, it helps. Like when you listen to David Fravor, right? Like, you know who he is. And he'll do an interview. He shows you his den where he's got his military, you know, he's got pictures of his jet. He's obviously right, got a uniform, you know.
Right. Okay. I'll give you one. Okay. There was someone I knew whose father was in Project Blue Book. He was an investigator for it. And she was going to be involved in my book. And after reading most of my first rough draft, she backed out. And her father, I was approached by her, and she said that her father sat her down and said to her, look, UFOs are real. Men in Black is real. Human-alien hybrids are real. And he says, that's all I'm going to say to you. So why would I doubt? Why would I doubt her story? And then her father mysteriously died very young. So do I have a father?
You know, that's just such an... Yeah.
They don't want to talk.
Like people who have these experiences. Martin, you've seen a UFO. I've seen a UFO. We've talked to a lot of people, and we can't necessarily prove it ourselves either, but we know that we can't be the only ones in the world who are telling the truth, right? But the frustrating thing is that even though we know it's real, we just can't get our hands on the evidence. Whatever this is just doesn't want us to be able to prove it. And I find that after this many years and this many sightings, that the effort that these aliens have gone through to make sure that nobody can prove they exist is just extraordinary. There's some kind of an agenda behind it. There has to be.
Well, the only evidence that I've ever had from this subject was a note left to me by a human alien hybrid. And it was backed up by Z saying, whoever he wrote to me in his note, whoever gave you that note knows way too much. And he was warned. He says, we can never talk again. And that was it. And some of that stuff is that protected, that top secret, where they fear it so much. They fear that they'll be assassinated. And so they don't talk.
Where is the note, Tom?
It's in my book.
So you have a copy of it in your book, but you...
I copied it. Do I have the note still? Yeah, I do, Martin. Yeah. I have it somewhere. But yeah, I didn't know what it meant. But I'll tell you, this story just gets more bizarre and bizarre, you know? I was researching a painting, which Martin, I told you about, right?
Yeah.
The Maynard Dixon painting. And in that painting was an image of an alien. And that painting was done in 1906. And when I was researching it, there was three of us in this particular research center. It was the Silvio Conti Research Center. And there was one guy, and all of a sudden I realized he was using mental telepathy to talk. And he came over. It was like he extracted information out of me about this painting. He wanted to talk about it. And so I was so cocky because it was in a particular location that was behind vaulted doors. It couldn't be touched. And I had pictures of it, of what was in the painting. And he wanted to know about the painting. Was it safe? And I told him where it was. And, you know, I just spilled the beans like an idiot, really. And eventually when I got the painting back, the images were out of the painting. And, you know, I have pictures of it. That's it. But he had left me a note, and the note said, in Gug we trust. And it wasn't until I talked to Z that he confirmed it. And it scared the hell out of Z.
What does that mean? What exactly does that, were you given any clue?
There is some, if you get into, you know, some of this. There's theories about, you know, human-alien hybrids and these other creatures and stuff, and it goes back a long, long time.
Let's do our break here. More to come with Tom, Gene, Martin, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Tom, the H word, human hybrids.
Yeah.
All right, we've been hearing about that for a long time, of course. Somebody whose opinions are really controversial in this field, Dr. David Jacobs, very much trucks in that theory. What can you tell us, Tom?
My two experiences with that? Well, I just explained the first encounter. The second encounter was actually at a local grocery store. I saw this woman. She was looking at me. And I went to another aisle. And there she was again. And I had a short list for my groceries and saw her in a third aisle. And then I saw her in a fourth aisle. And then when I came to check out, she cut in front of me and grabbed a candy bar and had like a $20 bill. And she goes, I know you're the artist. And I, you know, when someone says you're the artist, I go, oh, thank you so much. You know, I'm so excited. Someone recognized me. And I handed her my card and she goes, I know where you live. I know who you are. I'm here to protect you. You're safe now. And I was like dumbfounded. So I'm looking at her and I realized she wasn't blinking. Just like the other guy wasn't blinking. And when I went to pick up my wife, when I did, my wife says to me, how'd you get the burn in your jacket? I'm like, what burn? And I looked and there was a whole burn right through my jacket. The picture's in my book. I had no idea.
That's not a good hybrid.
No, she was there to protect me. So who else was there?
Hmm.
I have no idea. I never felt it. You know, like today with the COVID, you know where your 6 feet is. But back then, you're in a crowd. You don't even pay attention to anything. You know, it's just I got my list. I'm picking up my honey-do list, you know. And I'm like, what the heck, you know. But there's just a look. They use mental telepathy, and they don't blink.
Do you think that your experience of this telepathy is something that is an ability that they gave you, or
it could be a human trait, but you know, first time I ever really experienced it, I was 4 years old and there was an attempted abduction of me when I was 4 years old.
And did you experience it then as well?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bizarre, a car went by real slow, and the only best way to describe it was they looked like there was three girls and three guys, probably in their early 20s. You know, you got to remember I'm 4 years old, so, you know, 20 years old looks old to me, you know. But they're three blondes. They all look kind of alike. The guys looked alike, and they went by real slow, and then they went around the block, and when they did that time, I hid behind the tree. When they went by this time, they went real slow. And when they went by our house, which is the same house I live in, by the way, we've been in the same house since 1835, my family. And the car stopped. And when it did, I ran across the road and I hid in a bush. And then I had that mental telepathy, you know, saying, call your grandfather, but don't use your voice. And I did, and he came out with he was a sharpshooter at the time for the New York National Guard, and he came out. And he said, driver, if you move, you're dead. I want my grandson.
Wow. But
he goes, Tommy, where are you? I'm here. And I came out, and he says, get behind me. And he went up to the car, and they just drove away. And my grandfather, I never seen fear on my grandfather's face ever. And he looked really frightened. And we were walking back in. He put his arm on me. He says, Tommy, we're not going to tell anybody about this. We're not going to talk about this. Okay. I said, okay, grandpa. And I didn't for a long time.
Just got to make you wonder if these are connected or if there's been some sort of a plan. I mean, it sounds like you've got this in your family and I mean, in the whole area down there. I mean, it sounds like this isn't you. There's other people.
No, it's not just
me.
No, there was, in fact, in 2000, I read on, you know, cause you, I was curious. So I Google UFOs, Berkshires and stuff like that. And there, Simon's Rock is, I was told that two girls at Simon's Rock on September 1st, 1969, that they passed out seeing the UFO. In 2017 and 18, there's a report on one of these UFO sites that two girls had reported seeing UFOs. And it's like less than a half a mile from my house. So, you know, it's pretty spooky around a campfire.
So your worldview must be very different than, you know, the other people who sort of look at this as entertainment, then. I mean, yourself, Martin, Last time you were on the show, Martin, you weren't really quite convinced that alien visitation is the answer. But, you know, how about now? Are you more certain now than you were then that this is a reality?
No, I'm less convinced. and what I'm saying by that is I still think that we really don't know. I mean, you know, they're alien to us. I could put it that way comfortably, but where they're from, you know, I still feel as though I know less and less about that, whether they're from another, you know, planet, solar system, whatever, galaxy, or whether there's some type of other existence they're coming from. It's a puzzle. I don't know if we'll ever know. And in our lifetime, I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant by alien is, well, they're real. Like, but we don't know where they're from. They're just not from around here. I think we got to the point where you were willing to say, well, interstellar is probably the most reasonable, but even then you weren't too sure.
Yeah, I would say that's a good, very good possibility and a very good theory of what, you know, they could be coming from. I mean, when you really try to take other things away, it you know, there's still the possibility of time travel, but then there's a lot of holes in that too. So, you know, I mean, it could be from a billion years from now, but still, it's still hard. I mean, if our planet could even survive with life on it at that point.
Okay, time travel. I want to bring up time travel because we did talk about it with Dr. Michael Masters just a couple of weeks ago, where he is great, and he believes, of course, or theorizes, as opposed to belief, that time travelers from our future are coming here to visit us. But just based on what you say, and I certainly think we can get into more of this as we progress, there are so many ifs, ands, and buts about potential time travel, especially if it gets beyond just a few people. I mean, in the sci-fi stories, it's one person. It's a small group of people. But suddenly, if you got dozens or hundreds or thousands of beings, people, whatever, running around in their time machines, if there's anything else, it's total chaos as far as I'm concerned. Martin Willis, Tom Warner, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy means you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says it will release new guidelines for reopening schools next week as some teachers' organizations push back against reopening their classrooms before they can receive a COVID vaccination. A study released last week by CDC scientists said that schools could reopen safely if certain precautions are in place. Representative Nicole Malliotakis says that's one reason she co-sponsored a bill to force schools to use the money set aside in the last COVID relief bill to reopen safely. The New York Republican tells Fox News schools shouldn't be taking the money to remain closed.
And it's one of the reasons why I co-sponsored legislation to require that they use the funds that were set aside $54 billion was set aside in the last COVID relief package, which was over a month ago, to help reopen our schools safely. And, you know, states are taking this money. New York has $4 billion in its share, and yet these schools are not reopening across our state.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan was put on the fast track by the House Friday without any Republican votes. Not negotiating for a smaller relief package is a missed opportunity, according to Russ Vaught. The former head of the Office of Management and Budget tells Fox News that economic advisors on both sides of the aisle don't believe that a package that big will have a dramatic effect on the economy.
You had a good number of senators that were willing to go forward and do something more, much more restrained, $600 billion. There's still $1 trillion that has not been spent. Schools have not been reopened. The school money that's already been appropriated has not been spent, has not been sent out. And as a result, why is it that they are so insistent on getting another $170 billion chunk of school funding before they allow the schools to be opened up and have CDC guidance along those lines? So, look, this is a very expensive package. We could be sitting on a tinderbox from the standpoint of inflation. This is not wise, and you're seeing that from Larry Summers, who is a former Treasury Secretary on the Democratic side.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Should tell you that Tom and Martin will stay with us for after the Paracast, so what we can't cover here, we'll cover then. But you see, Martin Willis, what I think about time travel, not that I don't think it's possible. I have no idea. There are a lot of things that could be done with technology that will be done 1,000 years from now if we survive that we can't even dream of except in the sci-fi stories. Martin?
I agree. Totally agree. It seems to me that the consensus is that traveling forward is more perceivable than traveling back in time, which would be a quandary and would not make sense. Maybe I have that wrong, but it seems to me that's what I've read about in the past. And the way our technology is advancing now, I think there are a lot of possibilities for, you know, breakthroughs in physics. And so who knows? You know, I used to say as a kid, as a joke, that time travel will never happen because we don't see anyone. But who knows? Maybe we do.
And maybe our lack of memory is the result of time travel.
Or different memories, like the Mandela effect, that kind of thing. But with Tom, one of the things that I think is interesting about it that kind of fits with Dr. Masters' interpretation is the compatibility between the aliens and ourselves. I mean, these beings are able to communicate with us in our language into our brain somehow. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem likely that some other species that's completely foreign to us would be able to do that quite as easily as these beings do, not to mention that some of them actually look human.
I'd like to comment on that. I questioned Dr. Michael Masters, and you may not have had this question, but I said, I think right now if we heard a recording from 300 years ago and it was someone in English speaking perfectly normal at that time, I said, I don't think we'd be able to understand him. And he says, exactly. So he agreed with me. I've deciphered old English from documents and things in the job that I do. So he said that he started to read Darwin's first edition, and he said that he had to stop and read the updated English just because it was just too difficult to go through. So I don't know if someone came from a million years in the future, maybe they would study early dialect English, but we're evolving. Our language is evolving all the time.
That's a really interesting counterpoint. I love that. This is why I like talking with you, Martin, and listening to your show, too, because you bring up these really interesting points. And Gene, the one that you brought up, too, about, hey, if we've got thousands of these ships, these time-traveling ships coming back through time, that could be a real problem, too. I mean, just the sheer numbers, yeah, that's another really good point, too.
Have any of you asked the one question, why?
Which is? Why?
Yeah, because, it's the one question that's plagued me my entire life. It's one thing where you say, prove it. That's not the question. The question becomes why? Why would any of this happen to individuals at least a consistent basis where there's many, many events that take place? You know, you're talking about time. That time is a perception. That's all it is. We perceive time. We perceive 60 Mississippis is 1 minute. And there's 60 minutes in an hour, and there's 24 hours in a day. We tell our minds that when we're 40, we're getting older. The brain and the human body is so adapted and tied into time that perhaps we don't understand time. It's like one of the things that I saw was a porthole. And I just have so many questions to what's out there that we don't understand, because we're at our infancy, and it would be like asking a 2-year-old to do calculus. It's just not possible yet. You have to have time.
Yeah. Okay. That's all pretty fair. But at the same time, we're not 2-year-olds. We're pretty intelligent. There are people who've got some pretty good ideas about how time works. And
you could say that, but here's the thing. How do we go to the moon? We got our Saturn V rocket and we take off. Well, let me tell you, I seen that UFO in 1969 was witnessed going across Lake Champlain in one split second. Mathematically, that goes down to 21,000 miles an hour.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's how the one that I saw left. It wasn't any slowly, I'm going to pick up speed and go. It was like right. It just instantly went from zero to a streak of light that went down the valley. Like,
like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, when you see it, you go, oh, no, that just isn't from around here.
We just don't have that capability yet. But, my whole message that I've given, no matter what interview I've done, no matter what documentary I've been in, the one message that I always said was that you got to be in it to win it. As humans, for us to advance as a species, and I use that word species because there's other species out there, but to advance as species, we have to take care of what we have, because we need time to understand time.
Have you gotten any other kinds of messages that are typical of, say, contactees about the, like you're just saying, they're taking care of the environment, taking care of the world, being better to one another, that sort of thing?
It's picked up pace. That's all. That's why I wrote the book. It's just really picked up pace. There's a real danger out there. There's a real danger about, we have an Earth where we're in fossil fuels and all these things, and the world's, the ice caps are melting, and we politicize everything. There's no politics in science. Science is science, and we have to stop that, and we have to really think.
I love a quote that Dr. Jeffrey Bennett, he was an astrophysicist, he was on my show a while back, and he said that. Him and his fellows, he was a senior scientist at NASA, and he and his fellows would quietly discuss the fact, they said, if a intelligent civilization can make it through the bottleneck of technology without blowing themselves up, they will be traveling the stars, which I thought was a great phrase.
That's fantastic, yeah.
That goes all the way back to Carl Sagan when he was talking about surviving what he called our technological adolescence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If you remember Cosmos, God, I love that show.
Yeah,
you
know, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff there. Well, okay. So why? The question why? I mean, let's do a little round table here. Gene, why do you think why? Have you got any idea?
I'm leaving it open to the rest of the panel. That's what they're here for.
Okay, Martin. Why do you think why?
Why do I think we would blow ourselves up? Is that what you mean?
Why are they here and why are they doing
why,
what they do?
The why that Tom was asking.
Exactly, yeah. but not really letting anybody know on a wide scale why, but they're here. We're assuming there's got to be a reason. What do you think it is?
Well, it's the three questions. They always say the three questions, and the why is one of them. You know, why are you here? What are you going to do? What do you want from us? You know, and why are you here? And what are you? So why? I find that really, really puzzling because you can look at it this way. There's probably the universe is probably just teeming. I'm not going to say with just life, but it's probably teeming with intelligent life. Why are we so special? Why would we, with a blue marble, why would we be any different than possibly billions of other planets with life forms, intelligent life forms?
So we'll have more intelligent life forms on the other side with Gene, Randall, Tom, and Martin. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
More life forms with Martin Willis. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So I have told this story on my show a number of times, is that, you know, before I was even looking into this topic, I was getting a life insurance policy, and the broker was at my home, and we had, I don't know, maybe we had a glass of wine or whatever, we were talking for quite a while, and he felt comfortable, and we were talking about all different types of things. And finally he said he worked for a special segment of the Air Force when he was in Vietnam, and it was top secret. And but he says that he would feel comfortable talking about it if I would, you know, promise not to talk about it, which I'm talking about right now.
Can't leave us hanging now.
Yeah. So I said,
spill the beans, Martin.
Yeah. The reason I'm spilling the beans, I think I have his name, but I cannot find him anywhere. I don't know if he passed away or what. But so he said in 1969 or 70 or something like that, he was assigned to, in Vietnam, he was assigned to a special task force to research the UFOs in Vietnam that were happening. He said there was a lot going on. And then he went on to say, they're also very curious about our nuclear weapons site. And so I remember asking then, saying to him, why are they, what are they? And so I told him, you know, he just kind of went on and on about the different things, but I told him, I said, you know, when I was in high school, I wrote an essay basically saying that I think that the different races in the world that we have were all planted here as separate species to see how we'd get along. You know, I wrote that essay, and I remember getting an A on it, which was kind of rare for me. So anyway, I told him my thoughts. I said, is it anything like that? And he said, what does the government think they are? And he says, we're a petri dish. That's his exact words. He said, we're being watched. And I'm not saying that's what's happening, and I'm not saying he wasn't BSing me, but I am saying that it is a possibility. So maybe that's the answer why. Maybe we are being observed, and maybe we are an experiment, and we're not doing too well.
Well, that seems to make perfect sense to me. An experiment, or at least an observation, something like that, that seems to add up a lot. What do you think, Tom?
Well, you know, my theory on this is probably a little further out there, and you know, because one of the memories, you know, like I was saying before, how the human brain is encoded. So, like, you can think back to when you were a kid and what was Christmas and what it was like and what your parents were like. You can, that's what, how the human brain encodes. But mine, after my encounter, I had my normal moving, you might say, And then I had another movie, and that other movie was very revealing. It was of another planet. It was of another life. It was another place. So I think it was, you know, maybe a message for me. It was, you know, maybe I'm a message of hope that we can advance and eventually become the successful Petri dish, you know. And, you know, sometimes I have my doubts, and then there's other times I'm a very optimistic person. I think that I believe in people, and I think that there's two forces in the world. There's, you know, whether, of course, it's in Star Wars too, right? There's good and there's evil, and there's just two, no matter what the force is, there's these two opposite forces. And I think that the good part, I'm hopeful that the good part will win out, and that we'll, you know, that we're smart enough and we're intelligent enough, and there's enough of us that can get these messages out to, you know, smarten up, you might say.
If that's the case, why, you know, why do you think that they're just leaving it kind of all up to us and maybe it manipulating things from behind the scenes? Is that fair to say? I mean, if they're involved with the military somehow, or do you think the military is even guessing what's going on?
My opinion?
Yeah.
I don't think they have a clue. They're always, you know, I hear people go like, oh, the military has all this, you know, this information and everything. If the United States had all the information of these UFOs, we would have taken over the world, you know. But on the other hand, they have that ability. Their technology is far beyond ours. You know, we're just kids in a sandbox.
Yeah, like if you can stop a baseball in midair with some kind of force beam or whatever. I mean, you know, that
time was, you were talking about time before. Time was literally altered. I experienced altered time. So space travel is about time. So if time is altered, travel can be altered. And if travel can be altered, time and distance can be altered. We just don't know how to do it yet.
It is definitely all related. We talked a little bit about that on the last show, like where we were saying, well, they don't necessarily need to come from the future. Back to Martin's point there, they could have hypothetically seeded life on Earth, mm-hmm. and then took off to another star system. And even at an appreciable portion of the speed of light, time dilation means that for them, time wouldn't hardly pass at all. Right. And then meanwhile, Earth would go through all of its evolutionary stages.
Right.
They come back to them. It's only been maybe a few years, and suddenly there's a whole civilization here.
Of course.
You know, so, I mean, that's all, that sounds far out, but it is scientifically possible.
Do you know, I forget where it was in my book too, that it was a part where that Russia, some scientists had actually made time go backwards. No, not by a lot. I don't remember it was in my book because I remember hearing, I'm going like, how do they make time go backwards? And if you know, it's like
they've got this delayed choice quantum eraser double slit experiment thing, and it's, I mean, well, now we're getting into the nature of reality, though.
How far have we come since tachyons were discovered? You know,
I don't. Well, they're theoretical.
They're so fast, but it's so fast that they can't see them. They only can see where they went.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been to Russia 5 times, and they're backwards.
They're what? Backwards?
They're very backwards.
Well, they must have some scientists over there.
No, they do. They do. Yeah. No, that's interesting. Because I thought the backwards thing was the thing they couldn't do. I thought they could only advance, and it was just by a slight billionth of a second or something.
But it was backwards, not forward.
It's backwards.
You're going to have to double check. And if it was backwards, and if it was forward, and I said backwards, well, guess what? I got a mistake in my book, Martin.
Well, what do you guys think about the whole idea that maybe this reality that we're in is some sort of a construct, like a matrix or something like that, and that these aliens come from outside of it or are a part of what makes it?
The Truman Show?
Yeah, it could be sort of like that, except on a universal level, like, you know, sort of maybe like the Matrix, but not necessarily with implants in our brains, but that everything that we see around us is really some sort of a holographic construct almost.
I don't buy into that myself, only because there's so much human suffering and there's so many aspects of the human experience that I just can't see that would really be held any validity. That's just my opinion, though. Tom Warner, what do you think about
that? What do I think on that one? You know, you get into different things like parallel universes. Who's to say? I mean...
Yeah, well, and especially, and we're talking about human suffering. I mean, how many video games, and that's all you do is shoot people, right?
Right.
I mean, and you're in some virtual world, right? Like, I don't, you know, if this is a game, it's
not very fun.
Well, you know, it's got a whole bunch of different levels, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, my theory is that there's other planets. I mean, I sat up and looked out at a telescope and realized how much is out there. And it's like, we got to be choking ourselves to think there's not other life forms or other places that there exist. I mean, it's like, we're just a tiny, tiny speck, you know? And, you know, it's human nature to say how valuable we are, you know?
More with Martin, Gene, Randall, and Tom. You're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.